Hey there, handsome. Are you looking for some company tonight?
Not interested.
You know, I don't think I believe you. I can believe you think that you shouldn't. That it would be wrong somehow. That it would be too expensive, maybe. But you are definitely interested. None of those things are true either. There is nothing wrong with two consenting adults having a bit of fun, or with paying a professional for a service. And I'm not nearly as expensive as you might think. Here, let me write it down. It's so terribly unsexy to say it out loud. There. That gets you one whole night with me. Come on. Take the leap. Do something a little crazy. Treat yourself. I know you're at least thinking about it. We don't even have to have sex. We can also cuddle if you prefer. We can talk. To be honest, you'd be doing me a favor. It's been so slow. Past couple of weeks. I mean, I won't be in trouble if you say no, but the business would be welcome. And I'd much rather spend the night with a client for a change than sit here nursing my drink for yet another evening. Come on. You know you want it. Just say yes. Awesome, you won't regret it. I'm worth it, I promise. You pay up front. I prefer getting the transactional stuff out of the way first. It would be a shame to spoil something beautiful by shattering the illusion right at the end, don't you agree? Perfect. It's a pleasure doing business with you. Well then, from this moment forward, I am yours. Until the morning, at least. Come, take my hand. Don't be shy, just take it. There you go. Isn't my skin really soft? Doesn't my touch feel so good? I moisturize a lot. It pays off, doesn't it? You know, I like having newbies as a client. People that do this kind of thing more often, they usually know exactly what they want. Some girls like it that way. They like not having to take initiative, to just have to do what the guy wants. Me? I prefer taking the lead. I like it when guys stare at me like a deer in the headlights. What room are you in? Follow me. Open the door. Good boy. Take off your shoes, get on the bed, on your back, and start getting undressed. I'm sure you'll manage. Eyes on me.
You wouldn't want to miss the show. Like what you see? I can see that you do. You can keep your briefs on, by the way. For now. Lie back. Shh. Relax. Doesn't that feel good? That's all that matters. Kiss me. There you go. How are you doing? Are you having a good time yet? Yeah, I'm glad. It's okay, we'll go slow. Shall we go a bit further? Yeah? I'm sure you'll like it. It's okay. Don't be nervous. It feels really good when I touch you down there, doesn't it? That's all that matters. Yeah, that feels good. Yeah. Relax. Relax. Why don't you keep eye contact with me? I get a lot of compliments on my eyes. Many people tell me they're very pretty. How about you? Do you think my eyes are pretty? They're definitely unusual, right? I'm trying to distract you. Is it working? Yeah. Don't overthink this. Just go with the flow. Shh. It's okay. Shh. Listen. Would you be okay with it if I hypnotized you? I think it could help you feel less self-conscious. And generally make this a lot more of an enjoyable experience for you. I can totally hypnotize you. And I'd very much recommend letting me do it. But if you'd rather I didn't, that's perfectly fine too. So, is it okay if I hypnotize you? Okay. Then just do exactly what you've been doing and keep looking deeply into my eyes. Good. Now, I want you to take a slow, deep breath in. And as you do, I want you to imagine that you're gathering up all of your stress and all of your tension in that breath. And let it out. Good. Again. With me. Breathe in. One. Two. Three. Breathe out. One. Two. Three. Very good. Relax. Very good. Keep your eyes on mine. Notice how beautiful they are. How easy and natural it is to look deeper and deeper and deeper. Focus on my voice and let yourself sink into my eyes. Deeper and deeper and deeper. I want you to imagine that you're stepping into a warm bath. You're dipping your toes in it first. Testing the temperature, and then you let yourself sink in. You can feel a pleasant warmth traveling up your feet, your ankles, your shins, your calves. You keep sinking deeper and deeper. And the warmth spreads over your knees, your thighs, your hamstrings, all the way to your groin, all the way to your cock. It feels warm and wet and so very good. As you just keep sinking deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. There's a pleasant heat radiating out from your shaft and flooding into the rest of you, a pulsing pleasure that ebbs and flows on the rhythm of my breathing. Don't think about it. Simply notice it. Notice it the way you're noticing how beautiful my eyes are, or how much you love the sound of my voice. Just idly, almost like an afterthought, notice how good you feel right now. How good your cock feels right now. I'm writing you. This is what it feels like. This is what sex feels like. Take note of it. Like you take note of so many different things each and every day. I'm writing you. And it feels amazing. It feels incredible. And at the same time, it feels kind of surreal, too. Like you're watching it happen to someone else. Like all of this is just a dream. Your mind feels wonderfully fuzzy and floaty. Like it's floating away from you. You can let your gaze start drifting too. Just leaving it lazily drifting from one place to the next. Just like any last thoughts you may still have are simply idly drifting through your head. You can let your eyes rum over my stomach. Focus on the tiny droplets of sweat beating on my skin. You can look at the emerald pendant in between my breasts, at the way it shimmers and glitters in the light. Or you can focus on my breasts. Look at the way they bounce as I move up and down your shaft. Or you can simply continue looking into my mesmerizing, hauntingly beautiful eyes. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters anymore. Your mind is floating away, and you are sinking into a sea of pleasure, an ocean of warm, endless bliss, into a place where there is only my voice, and where you feel so incredibly good. And all the while, the pleasure keeps building and building and building, like a pressure that keeps on increasing, driving you closer and closer to an edge, driving you closer and closer to coming. But you're not going to come. Not yet. No matter how much the pressure builds, no matter how much you need to come, you won't. Not until I do. You won't come until I do. You can feel it, can't you? The need. The pressure. You're like a dam about to burst. But not yet. You'll keep it together. You can clench and moan and buck and beg, but you can't come. Not yet. Oh, keep it together. Just a little longer. Not yet. Not yet. Oh, that's it. Not yet. Look at me. I want you to look me in the eyes for this. I'm so close. Oh, I'm close, I'm close. Don't come yet. Don't come yet. No. Yeah. Oh, come. Come for me. Come for me right fucking now. That was fun. How was it for you? Did you have fun? Good. I'm glad. It feels pretty great, huh? That post-coital bliss. It's like a pleasant buzz coursing through your entire body. You feel wonderful, happy, content, and maybe also a bit languid. Can you feel my hand on your chest? Soft and warm, brushing your skin, stroking it ever so gently. And what if I use a single finger? Can you feel it? Tracing lazy little circles. You feel so heavy, so languid, so wonderfully relaxed. And as my fingers keep drawing circles on your skin, your mind is spiraling away, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper down. Could you do me a favor and look into my eyes? Good boy. I'm going to hypnotize you again. Well, I am hypnotizing you again. I want to nuzzle up right next to you and make you fall asleep with me in your arms. Are you okay with that?
Alright, good. Then just keep spiraling deeper, deeper and deeper, down and down and down you go, sinking away, my voice blanketing your thoughts, your mind becoming heavy, sluggish, and slow, fogging over as you sink all the way down. Put your arms around me. Good boy. Now, go to sleep. You feel so heavy, sleepy, and tired. Go to sleep. Sleep. Good night.